You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So, Kate, 3 years in the making. Last night, you get to make your return to the Nats Park mound. I guess let's just go back through the journey to get here. Were you always confident that it was going to end with a night like last night, reminding everybody what you're all about?
Yeah, I feel like when you're going through that process and there's been so many ups and quite a few downs with it, that's the mindset that you got to have. You got to have that vision of where you're going to be one day, and that's what makes going to the yard and putting your work in a little easier to do. And I just had great people around me. The staff was amazing, keeping me encouraged all the time and letting me be around the guys, and the guys have been so good to me, saying, hey, your day will come. Keep putting in the work. We're seeing you. And for it to play out the way it did last night and have a walk-off and see the team get a dub, I mean, it was truly amazing.
Your situation is unique, too, because it's very rare that somebody will get to the show, pitch the one game, right? And then it's almost like getting to the water fountain, getting pulled away right when your lips get on the water and you know you got to get back. Like, how difficult as the process been, it's almost like I would imagine it would have been easier if you hadn't gotten to the major leagues yet after the one outing, 4+ innings, and then waiting to get back for 3 years.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that for me, that one game gave me a taste, and I just wanted to get back there, and that's what was in my head. So I had the feelings of being on that exact mound, and I knew when I was putting in the work that I wanted to be on that exact same mound one day. And that made it a lot easier having that taste and just going in every day, visualizing, hey, I'm going to be back there one day. Your days, it will come. And to be back on that exact mound almost 3 years later, it was incredible.
So was the performance. Cade Cavalli last night touching 100 in the first inning, sitting 98, touched 99 a couple of times. And then the change in the curveball were both fantastic. But as much as I've always been impressed by the velocity, I was not expecting to see 100 last night. How much of that was the excitement of being back in a big league ballpark and having a Red Bull or whatever? Or how sustainable is that to be looking up at the scoreboard and seeing triple digits?
Yeah, I didn't look up, so I didn't know how hard I was throwing. But
did it feel a little harder? Because I think you were up a couple miles per hour from your AAA average.
Yeah, I think these last four or five I've been averaging 97, getting up right around 100. So I think it was pretty on par of what we've been building on, and had a lot of great input from Rafael Chavez down in AAA, Doolittle Hick, just calling me and saying, hey, we see what you're doing, keep building on it. And we kept hammering mechanics, and it's just been creeping up. The velocity's been creeping up this last month, and just felt like we were in a great spot. And it was cool hitting 100, but I just wanted to go out and pitch and put our club in a good spot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you talk about Doolittle and Hickey reaching out, are they just watching your starts video-wise with their technology here and then seeing something? And is that like a weekly meeting where at a certain time you're talking to them, or is it occasionally they may just reach out if they see something worth calling about?
Yeah, they reached out, I would say, about a month and a half ago, and we were making some little tweaks with the fastball. And
mechanically or in what like usage?
Usage as well as the slot that I was throwing out of. So we just let it cut a little bit instead of trying to chase like a true ride. We're just going to let it cut. Almost, it comes out almost like a football now, post-surgery. So we just went to a natural arm slot, and they helped me organize my new arsenal a little bit better. Now that I have the sinker, and we've been using the changeup a lot more, and I feel like they helped me just understand how to use my arsenal.
That was the best I've seen your changeup last night. It was awesome. Did you feel like you had that at that level throughout the AAA season? And then also, you mentioned the new arsenal. I mean, what are the differences, whether it's pitch usage, actual repertoire, from 3 years ago when we saw you against Cincinnati? Like, what do you throw now that you didn't then?
Yeah, the main thing is the fastball slash cutter. I see sometimes it reads as a cutter, but I'm truly just throwing a fastball.
So that's interesting. So you don't actually throw a cutter then?
No, that's my four seam, and it'll read cutter, and that's the 95 to 100. It's a fastball cut, and then
that'll play, by the way.
Thank you. And then we've also been working on the slider, so that's the one that you'll see that's 90 to 93, with just a little bit of down action. But we added the sinker in, and I haven't normally thrown a sinker in the past, so it's opened up good. I'm getting good ground ball numbers on it, and trying to get early outs with that.
Cade Cavalli back with the Nationals, lit up the radar gun, and more importantly, mowed through the A's lineup last night in what was a really fun environment here at Nats Park, a long time coming. So when you go into a game like that you've been anticipating for so long, I'd imagine there are some jitters. Did it feel almost like a debut again? Or because you'd had that first start, were you not feeling as if like this is a big deal, so to speak, that you got to prove yourself, so to speak?
Yeah, it almost felt like a debut again. 3 years is a long time, over 1,000 days leading up to it. But I was really happy with where my head and my emotions were at. I felt very comfy, and I think a lot of that has to do with the organization letting me be around here in D.C., being around this ballpark, being around the guys. So it just felt very comfy, and I've been visualizing that day for a long time. I put myself on that mound hundreds of times, just meditating and hoping one day it would happen. So when I got out there, I actually felt very comfortable.
Coming off the mound, you touch 100 to get a strikeout with two punchies in the first inning, and I think it was like a 12-pitch inning where you throw 10 strikes. can't ask for a better frame than that. What's your mindset as you get to the dugout and everybody's greeting you? And now one inning's down and you can kind of settle in and just play baseball.
Yeah, my mindset was just stay in it, keep attacking and trying to put our team in the best spot to go win a game.
So now projecting out, you're going to get an opportunity to pitch every 5 days. Like last night was really cool. The possibility, though, to hang a bunch of those and to string some together. What are your goals the rest of the way? What do you think is realistic for you down the stretch here?
Yeah, like I said, I'm not putting any expectations on myself. I just want to go out, put in the work in the midweeks, get leading up to my start, prepare well, and go out there and compete for these guys. And that's where my head's at, and that's all I want to do.
Kate Cavalli of the Nationals on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. So I saw that it seemed like maybe, I don't know if you just don't publicize it as much. Have you done away with the Cavalli cuts? Are you doing any haircuts anymore? Your barber day's over.
Yeah, I think the barber days are shut down for a second. We're going to give the arm a little break. There's a lot of wrist movement when you're fading up a guy. So, yeah, we're just...
That'll wait till after you play. For people that don't remember, I mean, that was something you'd gotten really good at. Like, not just to the level of... You're not going in and getting Kate at a haircuttery. Like, you could have been the dude going ballpark to ballpark to shape guys up in the clubhouse.
Right.
But, so we're tabling that till after the playing days.
Yes, sir. Yep. Cavs cuts is going to be shut down for a little while.
So what's your, therapy now? What do you do to kind of get away from it and scratch that artistic itch?
I love the hunt. I love being in the woods and being in a river fly fishing. I've always loved that, and I've been able to experience that with my family, so I'm looking forward to get back to that. And I also picked up painting over rehab, so might paint on a canvas a little bit this off season. It's always fun to do, challenge yourself in different areas that, you know, get your creative mind going a little bit.
You a good painter or just learning at it?
I'm just learning. I'm all right. Nothing special. Yeah.
Well, last night was fun, and Nats fans needed a game like it. I mean, did you feel any added pressure just because of the way things have been trending here lately? You're taking the ball after a historically rough 4 days as a pitching staff. Did that add to your anxieties at all, or was that not a factor?
No, that's not a factor. I know these guys on the staff, and I know that they go out and they compete their hardest every night, and I just want to go compete at their level. And I was glad I was able to put our club in a position to get a win.
I should tell everyone that they're warming up for the national anthem. We're not talking the national anthem right now. If you're at the ballpark all day, you'll hear a couple of those warm-ups. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was great to see you back on the mound. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. I appreciate you a ton. Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their five other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about. Golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.